السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2260 of our daily nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 5th of Rajab. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she is Siddiqa, her father is Siddiq. Siddiqa to bintu Siddiq radiallahu anha. Qalat, she states, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Ibn Majah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Min khayri khisali sa'im, one of the best qualities the fasting person can carry out and execute a siwak, is to use the miswak. Imagine that we should be using the miswak all times, all places and so forth. Even when we are fasting today, people want to use toothpaste, people want to use toothbrush while fasting. Remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about these type of issues and said that, remember that the person who is fasting, and لَخَلُوفُ فَمِصَائِمِ أَتْيَبُ إِنَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, what people call the odor that emanates from the fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Allah than the fragrance of musk, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So remember, use miswak daytime, afternoon time. All the fatwa is permissible according to all four schools. And we should remember that second point, that each one of us should know the importance of miswak. Lawla ana shukka ala ummati la amartum bisiwaki inna kulli hudu'in inna kulli salatin. So upon Bukhari Sharif, you will find it also. Had it not been difficult for my ummah, I would have commanded them to use the miswak before salat. So the Shafi'i is going to emphasize that, and la amartum misiwak in the kulu kulli huzu, before the huzu, at the time of huzu, use the miswak. So the Hanafis emphasize on that. So all this is sunnah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the last actions our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, was that the miswak she softened for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Master alayhi salam made miswak. Therefore, the ulama'i Rabbani, ulama'i Haqqani, the true ulama have written, if a person uses miswak constantly, regularly, punctually, tomorrow when the time of sakarat and death comes, Allah Jalla Wala will give him tawfiq and the ability and capability to recite the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And fastaku arda, that you must use the miswak vertically, not horizontally. You must use the miswak horizontally. So you go sideways. So horizontally you must use it, not vertically, not up down. You go sideways. So horizontally you use it and not vertically. So that is also for men and women. Remember, it is sunnah to use the miswak, and everybody should have their own miswak and so forth. Inna Allah nazifun yuhibbun nazafa. Allah Ta'ala is very, very clean and He loves, must remember, cleanliness. So may Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq that we use the miswak and then we start preparing for Ramadan. Learn more and more sunnahs, inshallah. Ramadan means to burn the sins. So we don't wait for Ramadan. From now, start incinerating, burning the sins. Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.